The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Minden had four in that third quarter. The left elbow delayed. Swings it over to Miller. Miller's calling for it. Won't take it into the corner for three. That time it's good. Nick Werner hits the three-pointer. He's got 13, and Minden regains the lead, 44-43.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the boys' C-110 sub-district semifinals in Lexington. Game one featuring Minden taking on conference foe Gothenburg, while Kearney Catholic battles Cozad on the nightcap. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Kearney Catholic gets it into John Masker. Left-hand dribble, outlet pass, front court, Holtmeyer, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out, Cam Moore. Moore down the lane, right-hand scoop shot is up and in, and Kearney Catholic wins at the buzzer. Cam Moore's driving layup down the right side of the lane is up and in, and the Stars win it.
The Southwest Conference is well represented tonight, with the Luplat member Kearney Catholic crashing the party. It's the C-110 semifinals coming up next, but first, your Tech Team pregame show. We'll take you live to Lexington with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Lexington High School, Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com's continuing coverage of the boys' C-110 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament takes us to our second semifinal between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Haymakers of Cozad. Glad to have you along on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Our first game tonight went, according to Hoyle, is Gothenburg downs Minden 60-36 as they got it done inside with the 6'7 sophomore Ty Clement, 17 points, 3 rebounds and a block, and the 6'9 senior Tanner Borkhart, 16 points, 12 boards, and 2 blocks. Minden was led tonight by Nick Werner. So it's a sub-district that maybe is a little tougher than it's supposed to be. You've got Kearney Catholic, who actually broke back into the state C1 top 10, taking on a Cozad team that actually has a better record than them in the first game of the postseason. So one of these very good basketball teams going home. The other will have the tall task of facing the Gothenburg Swedes Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Couple of other scores. Amherst leading Overton 52-31 after three. At half, Ravenna led Burwell 29-22. Hastings St. Cecilia led Superior 30-17. And Wilcox-Hildreth led Silver Lake 35-14. That D26 sub-district's currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. The St. Cecilia sub-district over at Minden is on 1230 AM KHAS. And as always, the games are online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, Cozad and Kearney Catholic have had some pretty good battles on the football field, and they've got kids that are going to play football at Nebraska and UNK, but not much to be said for the basketball rivalry. We had Coach Scott Carlin on halftime of our first game, and he says there's a little bit of kids knowing each other, but it'll be different, and will it be physical? I guess we'll find that out here. Kearney Catholic has won 8 of their last 10 ball games. For Cozad, they come in on a 4-game winning streak. Their last game was an upset loss to Minden in overtime. We'll take a break and be back with the starting lineups for Kearney Catholic Cozad right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Another score update. Now they've finished the third quarter. Wilcox Hill with 49, Silver Lake 29. Here are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. For the Haymakers of Cozad, number 10 is a 5-foot, 10-inch senior, Colin Watovic, who averages 10 points a game. Number 14, 6'1 junior, Andrew Sayer. Number 20, 6'2 senior, Chase Dugan. Number 32, 6-foot, 3-inch senior, Connor Young, the Nebraska football walk-on, averages 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. And number 44, 6'4 senior, Jason Finnegan, averages just under 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. The Haymakers are coached by Brian Davis, assisted by Tim Davis, Logan Morris, and Brian Cargill. The Haymakers are 17-6 on the season. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they'll start with number 10, 5'11" junior Tyler Mestel, averages 5 points a ball game. Number 13, 6'1" senior Zach Jackson, he is the leading scorer on the team at 11.6. Brady Holtmeyer is 11.5. The 5'11" sophomore wears number 14. Number 22 is a 6'2 senior, John Masker. He averages about 8.5 points a game, but if he gets it going from beyond the arc, he can light you up. And number 23, 5'9 senior, Harrison Pierce, the defensive specialist, averages about 4.5 per ball game. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Leese, A.J. Landon, Bob Langan, Matt Johnson, and Alex Leese. Kearney Catholic ranked 10th in C1. Now has a record of 15-9 on the season, coming off that upset win Friday night over Adams Central. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more from Lexington as we get ready for the C-110 sub-district semifinal right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
With our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. I want to say again a big thank you to Athletic Director Alan Frank and the crew here at Lexington, their hospitality, not only tonight but last week in the girls' sub-district basketball tournament. Another score update, Hastings St. Cecilia leads Superior after 3, 51-26. So those are some score updates for you, and you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Cozad Kearney Catholic will tip it off next.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
We're ready to get things underway. The home white and green trim of Kearney Catholic, the traveling black with red and white trim for Cozad. Jason Finnegan will jump it for the Haymakers. John Masker for the Stars. Chris Maracek will put the ball in the air, and we are underway, and Cozad will win the opening tip. The Haymakers from left to right, the Stars from right to left along your radio dial, and Young takes it right at the hoop from the backcourt, but the shot is no good, and Tyler Mestel will get the rebound. Cozad more of a defensive team. The Haymakers only average 48 points per ball game. As Pierce in the left-hand corner works it back out around the perimeter. Masker at the top of the key. Haymakers in a man-to-man to start the ball game. I'm sure the Stars will stay right there with them. Pierce tries to get it inside. Master against the double team on the leaner. Gets a blocking foul as he was sandwiched between Sayer and Finnegan. And the foul will be on Andrew Sayer, the first of the ball game. And Kearney Catholic will try and pick up points from the free throw line here with John Masker. The Stars, a 59% free throw shooting team, and this one is up, and it is good by Masker. For Masker, he's 58%, so right there at the team average. Second free throw now for Masker. The lefty puts it up, and it rotates right through there. Kearney Catholic up 2-0 on their opening possession of the ball game. Haymakers trying to work their way against the full court pressure. With it is Connor Young. A lot of speed on this youngster. Young will push it up the floor. Pierce, as expected, will draw him defensively. Picks his dribble up. Now needs some help. Bounce pass to Watovic in the right wing. Collin guarded by Holtmeyer. Watovic with the dribble, looking to open that lane up and get it inside to Finnegan or to the cutter. And a near walk that time for Sayer. Had to kick it back out top. Skip pass over to Watovic. Collin for three. It's good. Just a simple skip pass. Watovic had just enough time to get it away from the left corner. And Kozad has taken the lead at 3-2. Pierce will bring it up the floor. He's guarded by Dugan on the left wing. Mestel tries to answer, and he does. Tyler Mestel with a three-point bucket. So each team hits their first one from beyond the arc. And Kearney Catholic back up 5-3. Young running the point right now, guarded by Zach Jackson this time. Young will work it to the right side. Skip pass again over to Watovic. Pierce chases him down. Watovic comes into the paint. Are they going to call a walk? Going to call a foul on Kearney Catholic. That's going to be on Harrison Pierce. And it'll be Stars on defense. Kozad to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Watovic lobs it. Nice play from the top of the key, but the shot blocked by Masker and taken away. Masker blocked the attack of Watovic, who came right down the middle of the paint. But then stole it away by Young at the other end. Young, one-on-one, takes it over the front of the rim and scores. Holtmeyer was giving chase, but Connor Young showed his quickness there to tie the ball game at 5. Pierce into the front court. Picked up there, and the Stars already getting ready to sub. Pierce runs into a defender, falls down. That's not unusual that he's on the ground. Masker picks it up over to Mestel. Three in the corner, good. Tyler Mestel strokes home his first 2 3-point attempts, and the Stars lead it by a score of 8-5. With 5:45 to go here, coast-to-coast Watovic down the middle of the lane, scoops it through two defenders, and Collin has 5 points, 8-7. So if they're going to open up that lane, Watovic's going to take it, and he scores here. Mestel over to Jackson, closely guarded out front by Watovic. Off the screen and roll back over to Pierce outside the arc. Into the paint, Jackson got free, 4-foot runner good. Good ball movement by both ball clubs right now, and the Stars off to one of their better starts, 10-7. Connor Young and Kozad right there with them. Shade him to the left, so he has to pass it over on the wing to Watovic. Watovic kicks it back out top to Chase Dugan. Restarted here, trying to push everything to the left here. The Kearney Catholic defense. Back out Young. Jackson on him. Connor holds the ball, trying to post up Finnegan. Finnegan hasn't really touched the ball yet. Finnegan comes all the way out top to set the screen. Young drives and skips it over to Watovic. Another three on the way. That's too strong. Mestel just boxed out his man to the floor. It's a good call by the official. He took Finnegan out. Tyler Mestel with his first personal foul. And into the ball game, Cam Moore, Nathan Williams, Bryce James for the Stars. For Kozad, Mitch Wolf, Tyler Worrell. And Wolf, 6'5 senior, the tallest player on either roster. So Turk to throw it in. Kozad ball underneath their own hoop. Nothing inside. They have to go out top to the outlet with Tovic. Over to Young. And they'll look down to the baseline. Also in is Jordan Henry for Kozad. Nice crossover Young. He'll take it right to the hoop by Williams and score. Second bucket for Connor Young. 10-9. Kearney Catholic now by one. 4.5 to go first quarter. Ball ends up in James' hands between the circles. James crossover, has it tipped off his foot. Nice defense there by Austin Turek. And Kozad falls on the floor and travels with the basketball. So it'll stay with Kearney Catholic at midcourt. Zach Jackson to throw it in. He and Holtmeyer stayed on the floor for the Stars during that first substitution swish. Moore with it. Way out there is Jordan Henry with a hand in his face. Gives it off to Holtmeyer. Right elbow. He looks for his first attempt. Scoop shot. A tough, well-defended shot. No good. Connor Young gets the first rebound of the game for Cozad. We've had so many makes that there haven't been a lot of rebounds. Haymaker basketball. Young will stand with it at midcourt. 4 minutes to go. First quarter, 10-9. Kearney Catholic leading the Haymakers in a high-intensity district final type of a matchup that is being played in the first round of the postseason. Up top, Henry hands it off to Turek. Swings it from the left side of the key to the right to Watovic. Comes in the paint, has his shot blocked by Zach Jackson. The ball's loose in the corner. Fight for it. We're going to get a jump. And the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will get the ball back here, leading it by one. Both teams have used some substitutions here early on. Coach Davis tried to get Finnegan back to the ball game, but they didn't buzz him in. James will trot the ball into the front court here. Work to the right side, then fire it back to the weak side to Jackson. Off a couple of screens to James on the low block. He has to work. Bounce pass back out top. Williams gets the three away. It's partially tipped. Connor Young got a fingernail on it. And here come Cozad with a basketball. Austin Turek will swing it over the left wing. Young with it. Ball fake on the three. Ball screen brings it into the paint. Tough one-hand runner, and Young hits it. Connor Young with six in the quarter, and Cozad regains the lead 11-10. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Stars back in the front court. Haven't scored since the subs have come in. Nathan Williams to the right wing. Holds the ball. Good crowd on hand. In fact, a great crowd from Cozad. Over the right-hand corner, they'll get it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer got punched a little bit there. Tried to find a basketball, and it ends up going out of bounds. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. And it'll go back to the Haymakers. They've scored the last two buckets from Connor Young. And the Haymakers will bring the ball up the floor. Finnegan does check back into the ball game. Up the floor with it, Watovic. Looking for Young. They try to trap him. The ball is knocked away by Zach Jackson. James back to Jackson, attacks the hoop, missed the shot. It's the contended offensive rebound, Mestel, and he's going to be fouled on the putback. Foul is on Jason Finnegan to the Haymakers, and Tyler Mestel will go to the line and shoot two. He's hit a couple of threes already here in this first quarter, and he'll try and tie the ball game up here. First free throw on the way, hits the front of the rim, and it is no good. It crawls over. I thought it was going to fall off, but it crawls in, and it's 11-11. Ravenna beats Burwell 73-54 tonight. Final score for you, 73-54, Ravenna. Second free throw up and in. Mestel has eight here in the quarter. 12-11 Stars up the floor with it is Austin Turek. They try to trap him. He'll throw it over to Connor Young. James on him. Young handles it well for 6-3 and a senior. Over on the left wing, they'll get it to Watovic. Off a couple of picks, Turek slides down, can't get it to him. Top of the key to Finnegan, reverse it. Weak side to Young. Finnegan with a ball screen. Young drives right baseline, then kicks it out for the three-pointer. Watovic hit it. Penetrating dish. Watovic and Young are the only two players that have scored for Cozad, but that's a 14-point run. Moore, the lane open, takes it all the way down, draws the blocking foul, and he'll get two free throws. Cam Moore to the line. Had a game winner earlier this year against Ravenna at the buzzer in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament that allowed the Stars to play two more games. They lost those to Adams Central and to Wood River as the foul's on Jason Finnegan. That's his second. Moore's free throw is no good. Masker in, Holtmeyer out for the Stars. And in for Cozad, Mitch Wolf, Andrew Sayer, and also Chase Dugan return. Second free throw now for Moore. And it's on the way, and it is in. Kearney Catholic has just 1 2-point bucket in the game. A couple of threes and five free throws, and it's 14-13 Cozad. Young up the floor, dishes it on the left wing to Dugan. Started to drive and kicks it back out to Young. Connor back over to Dugan off the high ball screen. Back to Dugan, left corner. Cutting through and flashing, nothing there for Sayer. Young one dribble, skip pass back out top to Dugan. Guarded by Bryce James, back to Young. Got his man in the air, drives into the paint, lost it, got it back. One-hand runner, no good. Ball being batted around, and Bryce James is able to grab it for the Stars. A minute 20 to go in the first, 14-13. Cozad outlet pass, Mestel got deep, kicked it into the corner. Masker catch and shoot three. It's good. Masker with his first bucket of the ball game. And the Stars are actually 3 for 3 from the outside. Mestel twice, Masker once. 16-14 Stars, 105 to go first quarter. As Young brings it into the front court, picked up there by Zach Jackson, dribbling in place. He'll even back it out 30 feet away from the hoop. Looking for the ball screen. Young, 360 into the paint, kicks it back out. Ball fake by Dugan. Back to Young. Young's very, very mobile. Goes out with the ball at the top of the circle. Dugan off a screen. Tries to hit the cutter in the lane, but Wolf is covered. Then a reach-in foul called on Kearney Catholic, trying to knock the ball away. And it's on Tyler Mestel, his second. Mestel has had foul problems throughout the year. His playing time has probably been affected by it. He has picked up fouls and had to go to the bench. And he's out here with his second foul of the first quarter. Cozad ball underneath their own hoop with 38 seconds to go in quarter one. Down by two. Haymakers look back door. Nothing there. Watovic swings it out top to Sayer. And they'll set it up. Young back on the right wing. They clear it out. Four on the left. Young back on the right. Coach Davis shouts out instructions with 29 seconds to go. Set up the high one. Four. Now they'll box the lane. Holtmeyer trying to come out and get a 5-second count on Young. Young still dribbling off the screen. Kicks it back out top to Sayer. Reverse it left wing to Watovic. He'll attack the lane. One-hand runner up and in. Watovic with 10 in the corner, tied at 16, 10 seconds to go. Harrison Pierce has it, brings it to the top of the circle, stops, gives it to Masker, ball fake, drives into the double team, slips out to Holtmeyer, a three at the horn is well off the mark, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. We're all knotted at 16, Kearney Catholic and Cozad in the C-110 boys sub-district semifinal here on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here in Lexington. We're all square through one. Kearney Catholic and Cozad. Turnovers, two for the Stars, one for the Haymakers. Rebounds, three for the Stars, one for the Haymakers. No free throw attempts for Cozad. Kearney Catholic, 5 of 6. The Stars were 3 of 4 from three-point land. Cozad, 2 of 3. Haymakers get the ball to start the second quarter. Only have two players that have scored. Colin Watovic with 10. Connor Young with 6. Watovic averages 10 a game. Young drives, couldn't get it inside. Kicks it out of the left wing, driving Dugan into the paint. They'll kick it to Wolf. Good ball movement back out top. Flat foot, three-point attempt. Skips in and out for Connor Young. Offensive rebound by Wolf. And they'll kick it out for another attempt. Driving in, shot no good by Young. Ball loose in the lane. Wolf can't find it. Ends up in the hands of Turek. Turek out to Young for the three. Missed it again. And finally, the ball is grabbed defensively by Bryce James. Outlet pass to Masker. Back out to James. Cozad wanted a walk because Masker didn't catch it cleanly. Back to James. Drives high point. Kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer Jackson hits the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound brought down by Connor Young. For Kearney Catholic, Tyler Mestel leads the way with 8. John Masker with 5. 16 all. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Nothing has changed. We have some final scores from the area. Ravenna 73, Burwell 54, Amherst 70, Overton 40. Wilcox-Hildreth beat Silver Lake 68-41. And Hastings-St. Cecilia tonight, a winner over Superior as Watovic drives. It spins around twice and in. A three-point play opportunity. St. Cecilia beat Superior tonight 72-29, outscoring them 21-3 in the fourth quarter. The foul called on Bryce James of the Stars, his first. Watovic with a three-point play. He'll finish it. Free throw is good. And that is the largest lead for Cozad. 3 points, 19-16, 6:40 to go first quarter. Pierce backs to the high post, double team, kicks it out to Jackson, swings it corner to Masker, guarded out there by the tallest man on the floor, Wolf. Back out to James. Holtmeyer right wing against the man-to-man, guarded by Connor Young. Brady will give it between the circles to Zach Jackson off the screen to Pierce. Harrison for three. It's over everything. James is able to grab the rebound, though. Kick it to Masker for three in the left-hand corner. Too strong. And the rebound brought down by Mitch Wolf. So when the threes aren't falling, the Stars offense is struggling. Watovic coast to coast. They need to do something with that guy. He's on fire. Right-hand runner off the glass. Cozad has scored seven in a row, and they lead it 21-16. Pierce with it. Crossover dribble up top. Intense here early in the second quarter. Up and under move by Holtmeyer. The left-handed scoop no good. He's able to poke the ball free. Picked up by Maskers, who goes in for the uncontested layup. Nice job to keep that ball alive. And John Masker able to score 21-18. Cozad by three. Connor Young playing catch with Watovic. A long three. Colin feeling it, but that one is no good. It hit the rim and then went over the backboard. So neither team can find the range here in the second quarter, both 0 of 3 from downtown. Cozad 21, Kearney Catholic 18. 5.5 to go here in quarter. Number 2 coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at other games. We'll recap the first game, which was won by Gothenburg 60-36. Over Minden, they'll play the winner of this game Thursday at 7. Harrison Pearson to the front court. Nathan Williams, Cam Moore back in there. Jackson and Holtmeyer. Pierce, a dribbling exhibition. The ball's getting away from him. He gets it back, tries to force it inside. Tie up. Arrow will point the ball away of Kearney Catholic. As Young came in to tie up Holtmeyer. And the Stars will get it underneath their own hoop. Cam Moore to throw it in. Kearney Catholic will box the lane. High-low screen action. Not a lot of movement. They get it to Pierce late. Back in the corner to Moore. Guarded out there by Turek, who will punch it out of his hands and out of bounds. So the Stars will try again. 17-6 Cozad, 15-9, 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer up top, hands it to Jackson. Top of the key, looks for the back cut. Pierce is covered, over to Williams. Right in his back pocket is Jordan Henry. He'll drive on him, though, get in the paint. It hit the trail. It hit the heel twice, bounced around, and Cozad can't grab it. It's off their hands and out of bounds. So a long trip this time down the floor for the Stars, but they haven't been able to score yet. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Pierce to throw it in right underneath to Jackson. He's double-teamed, goes with a right-hand turnaround jumper, no good. Again, Cozad can't grab the ball. It's out of bounds. That was a good move by Jackson, just couldn't finish. 21-18. Cozad by three. He scores seven in a row to get that lead up there to 5. Stars scored the last bucket, but they only have 2 points here so far in the second quarter, 4:40 to go. Cam Moore leaves it off for Pierce. He'll take the three, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Colin Watovic. Fast break the other way, Watovic coast to coast. Will they get a charge or a block? They're going to call a block on Nathan Williams. He was there the whole time. He covered up. He was waiting for the contact, and the block goes against him, and the bucket is good. That'll make a three-point play. Coach Scott Carlin nodding his head, agreeing with the call. Nathan Williams with his first foul. And Colin Watovic having himself a half. 17 of the 23 points belong to Watovic. And now the free throw on the way. That is bouncing around once, twice, won't go. Rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. 23-18, Haymakers. James up top, long three, Jackson on that. Zach Jackson gets the first three of the quarter, and it's a two-point game, 23-21. You can tell by the reaction behind us where the Kearney Catholic fans are seated tonight. Cozad on the far side. Connor Young will swing it off to Watovic. Back over to Young, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Skip past Watovic for another three. That one is off the mark. He's actually missed a couple after being red hot. Rebound brought down by Cam Moore. Moore trying to get free to Jackson. Long outlet pass ahead to Holtmeyer. 360 in the paint, and he draws a foul. Coach Brian Davis wanted to travel, and he might have been right. He covered a lot of ground. The foul on Connor Young, his first, and the fourth on the Haymakers. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. We'll catch you up to date on what's going on later this week with more sub-districts Thursday, girls' districts Friday, state wrestling duel Saturday. Free throw, Brady Holtmeyer up and in. That's his first point of the basketball game. Holtmeyer and Jackson lead the team both at 11.5 points a game. 23-22 and a chance for Holtmeyer to tie it up here with 3:44 to go in the first half. And the left-hander puts it up, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound to Jason Finnegan, who's back in. Finnegan, Young, along with Sawyer, Watovic, and Dugan, the original starting five on the floor for Cozad. Kearney Catholic zoning it up this time. 3.5 to go. First half, Watovic over to Dugan for the three. It is good. Chase Dugan, just the third player to score in the game here for Cozad, puts him up 26-22. Master up the floor, finds the trailer, James. Off the screen to Jackson, left wing. Double team back to James. Long three for Bryce is off the mark and no good. Ball comes out into the corner. It's loose and grabbed by Cozad's Andrew Sayer. Sayer gets it up to Watovic, guarded by Moore. So after all that scoring by Watovic, the Stars have tried to help out with a zone. Dugan back to Young. Finnegan working inside against James. A height mismatch there. Swinging into the left corner to Sayer. Back up top, Watovic. A little more patience here for Cozad against the zone. 26-22, skip pass right side. Ball fake, Dugan. Rotated to Watovic. Drives the lane. Scoop shot hit the front of the rim. No good. Finnegan follow good. Jason Finnegan with the offensive putback. And it's 28-22. Cozad up by six. Bryce James with the basketball. Looking for the ball screen. Drives left lane all the way to the baseline. Can't take the shot. Throws it back out top. Jackson. Zach puts it on the floor. Draws the double team. Masker. Corner three. No good. Rebound brought down by Watovic. Stars are one of six here in the quarter after hitting their first three from three-point land. And Young travel with the basketball. They got it to Connor in the right corner. He was so wide open that he ball faked the three, decided to drive, but traveled in the meantime. That's just the second turnover for Cozad. It's been a pretty fluid basketball game. Not a lot of misses, not a lot of rebounds because of that. A few more here in the quarter. Not a lot of turnovers. Five fouls on the Stars, four on Cozad. And Cozad has their biggest lead now. After back-to-back buckets, one of them a three to take a 28-22 lead. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic ball front court. Jackson with it. Boy, they are all over Masker as he runs around the three-point arc. Jackson back across the grain, right side, James. And James is going to be called for a walk. Might have been a makeup for the other end. Cozad will have the basketball. 1 minute 45 and counting. Young back over to Colin Watovic, who has 17 here in the first half for the Haymakers. The senior. Remember, Cozad made it to state last year for the first time since 79. They have not won a state tournament game since 71 when they were the runner-up in Class B. They were studs from 69 to 71 in the finals all 3 years, winning it once, runner-up twice. They lost to Wayne last year 60 to 45. Cozad skip pass over the top. These teams weren't in the same district last year. Good ball movement, Cozad. Now Watovic will take the three and hit it. Colin with his third three and 20 in the first half. 31-22. Cozad by nine with a minute to go before halftime. It's an 8-0 run by the Haymakers, and Kearney Catholic throws it away. But luckily it bounced for them right back into their hands. Bryce James, right elbow, back over to Mestel. Cozad a chance to take a statement here at half. Another three, James. That one is off the mark. Stars are settling for tough threes, and the rebound to Chase Dugan. Here comes Connor Young, 35 seconds, cut off on the right wing. Back out top to Turek. Dugan back to Turek. Right corner, Young's there. James a hand in his face. Cozad should be content to play for one here, and they're actually going to call a timeout to set up a play. 23 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is Cozad 31, Kearney Catholic 22. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
On ESPN 1460, the A7 girls semifinal is through one quarter. Kearney 17, Lincoln North Star 8. Also tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic has beaten St. Paul 61-35 on the other half of this district. Right now, 23 seconds to go in the first half. And Cozad has scored 8 in a row to go up by 9. And they hope to take a double-digit lead into halftime, 31-22 out of the timeout, setting up a play, keeping it in a four-corner offense. Dugan back up top to Young. 10 seconds in the paint, fitting it wide open layup. His second bucket, Kearney Catholic, 5 seconds. Jackson at midcourt, 3 seconds, pull-up three, top of the key. It's off the mark, and we go to halftime. Cozad scoring the final 10 points of the second quarter after going on a 7-0 run from the end of the first to the start of the second. Kearney Catholic held to 6 points in quarter number two. It's Cozad 33, Kearney Catholic 22. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Lexington, everyone. A big thank you to Athletic Director Alan Frank and the crew here for their hospitality. It is halftime, Cozad 33, Kearney Catholic 22, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Well, the winner will get Gothenburg coming up on Thursday night. Gothenburg came out and did what they did. They beat Minden by 12 2 weeks ago. But tonight, they were able to hold Minden down, take a 37-18 lead at the half, and cruise into a 60-36 victory. And they did it with the big boys inside, Ty Clement and Tanner Borchardt. Clement was 17 points. Borchardt was 16 points, 12 rebounds in the ball game. Minden was led by Nick Werner tonight with 14. They'll end the year at 7-17. Gothenburg ranked 8th in C1. Goes to 18-5. They have split their two games with Cozad. They have not played Kearney Catholic. They used to play Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. Played usually right before the conference tournament, but that contract ended here a couple of years ago, and if Kearney Catholic can rally, it'll be the first meeting of the year. If not, Cozad have played them two very close games. The first game, back on January 15th, Gothenburg won at Cozad, or Cozad won at their home court 40-38, but then in the conference tournament semifinals, Gothenburg won in overtime 58-57. Other scores to bring to you right now. Finals, Grand Island Central Catholic over St. Paul 61-35. Ravenna beat Burwell 73-54. It was Amherst over Overton by a score of 70-40 in tonight's D1 sub-district semifinal at Kearney Catholic. Wilcox-Hildreth beat Silver Lake 68-41, and Hastings-St. Cecilia was a winner over St. Paul by a score of 72-29. And again, the Kearney High girls were leading Lincoln North Star by 9 in the second quarter. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Other scores tonight, Sutton beat Tri-County's boys 45-32, Southern Valley over Hershey 58-31. We've got radio games getting ready to go with their second half. Here are the second half games that are going on around the area tonight. They are underway in the Class B5 girls at Grand Island Senior High as Lexington is playing Aurora. In the C19 at Grand Island Northwest, it's Wood River playing Central City. In C2 action going on at Minden, it's Donovan Trumbull Sandy Creek right now on 1230 KHAS. Up at Ord, Gibbon and Arcadia Loop City are playing. Also going on at Southwest, another great first-round matchup, North Platte St. Pat's taking on Cambridge. Moving on to what's going on in D1 up at Burwell, Central Valley playing Ansley Litchfield. The D1-9 at Hastings St. Cecilia, Kennesaw played Harvard earlier tonight, Blue Hill now playing Red Cloud. The D1-10 at Kearney Catholic, it's Elm Creek taking on Axtell. At Sandy Creek, Lawrence Nelson is playing Dorchester in the late game. Giltner and Heartland Lutheran are playing right now on the Breeze, 94.5 FM from Wood River. Pleasanton and Sandhill Stedford are playing at Broken Bow. And Bertrand is playing Alma at Holdridge. On Saturday, the Kearney High boys will play their A2 semifinal at Omaha Central. Now the four-time, six-time, seven-time, 6-11, last 7 years state champion, just 12-9, the Bearcats 11-12. That's at 5:30 Saturday on ESPN Radio. For Grand Island Senior High, they play Monday against Omaha Burke in the first round of their district tournament. The girls' district finals are coming up as well on Friday night here on Classic Hits. It'll be Blue Hill and Axtell. They'll be playing at Adams Central. Kearney Catholic will play Central City on ESPN 1460, and that will be from Hastings College. And on 1230 AM KHAS, St. Cecilia will be taking on Centura. Those games, of course, are also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 Friday and Saturday night. Here it's Cozad 33, Kearney Catholic 22. We'll look at the first half stats right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437. Or 995-4481 today.
Central City leading the Wood River boys after one quarter by a score of 17-15. And at halftime, the Kearney High girls now lead Lincoln North Star 27-16 on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at our first half stats. We'll start with Kearney Catholic. Bryce James has three rebounds. Tyler Mestel leads the way with 8 points. He hit a couple of threes. He's got two rebounds. Zach Jackson, 5 points. And one rebound. Brady Holtmeyer, 1.2 rebounds. John Masker, 7 points, a block shot. Cam Moore has 1 point and one rebound. Three rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 6 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3 point shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, but just 1 of 7 in the second. Turnovers for the Stars, 2 in the first and 1 in the second. Foul situation, Tyler Mestel has 2. Kearney Catholic had 16 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and at the half, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers. For Cozad, it's the Colin Watovic show. He averages 10.6 points a ball game. Well, he's going to be a little bit better than that because here in the first half, he's got 20 points, 2 rebounds. Andrew Sayer, 1 rebound. Chase Dugan has hit a 3-point bucket. He has a rebound. Connor Young, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Austin Turek has 1 rebound. Jason Finnegan, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Mitch Wolf, 2 rebounds. 1 rebound in the first quarter, but 11 in the second quarter. They've been to the line one time, going 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, and 2 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers, one in each quarter. Foul situation, Jason Finnegan, the only player with two. Cozad had 16 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter, including the last 10. At the half, 33 points, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, 2 turnovers. It is 17-6 Cozad, leading 15-9 Kearney Catholic at the half, 33-22. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports as we get ready for the second half. Time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information that will help you get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on your smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. Well, obviously, Kearney Catholic has got to quit the dry spells here. A 7-0 run and a 10-0 run by Cozad, and it's 33-22. Stars winning the other 14 minutes of the game, but Cozad has got a little bit more height, and they've got to find out how to slow down Colin Watovic. And then when they do that, Cozad definitely has other players that can pick up the slack. The Stars are going to start in a man-to-man here, and Cozad will have the ball to start the third quarter. They'll lob it into Finnegan, a jump hook, rattle in and out, got a good look, and Tyler Mestel will pull down the rebound. It'll be interesting, I think, to see how much subbing Kearney Catholic does as Pierce brings it to the right block, stops, throws it back out to Mestel, up top to Pierce, or to a Masker. Masker off the screen, top of the key, three, banked it in. He throws his hands out, says whatever it takes. His second three, 10 points for Masker, 8 for Mestel, and it's 33-25. And I say that because some of the subs that came in for Kearney Catholic kind of got overmatched by what Cozad put out there in the first half. So we'll see what the rotation is in the second half for Coach Carlin. 33-25 Cozad. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Young, Mestel went for the steal. Young got it, drives baseline up to Watovic. The 19-footer is too strong. Rebound brought down by Masker, his first rebound. And the outlet pass picked off right into the hands of Cozad. And the reverse layup is good by Andrew Sayer. That is a big, big play. The Stars score. They get a stop. They're headed up the floor. Could have cut it to 5 or 6. Instead, a 10-point deficit on just their fourth turnover of the game. Pierce on the right wing, guarded there by Dugan. Back up top, Holtmeyer to the left elbow. Works his way in. Nice spin move. Goes with a left-hand layup when there's nobody left. And Brady has his first bucket of the ball game. 35-27, Kearney Catholic by 8. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Watovic uses his dribble up. Pierce gets right on him. Back down between the circles to Chase Dugan. Dugan into the left-hand corner. Back up top. Watovic now right wing. Young's there, so he'll dribble it in. Take the up and under. Double pump. No good, but Finnegan with the offensive follow. That's the second time that Finnegan has put the trash back into basket. 37-27, Cozad by 10. Stars led most of the first quarter, not by much, 3, but they had the lead and never did in the second quarter, and Mestel trying to make something work inside, and a travel going to be called. Tyler got tripped up over one of the Cozad feet and ended up traveling with the basketball. So the Stars turn it over and now going to put a little trapping defense on against this athletic haymaker offense. With the basketball, one dribble. They'll throw over the top to Watovic. Using the left hand down the middle of the floor. Here he comes, 3-on-2. Layup underneath. It's up and in. Chase Dugan. Too simple for the Haymakers. A 12-point lead, the largest of the game by Cozad. 39-27. And the Stars will get it to Holtmeyer. Back up top, Mestel. Skip pass over to Pierce. Hit the cutter, Jackson in the paint. He'll turn around from 9 and bury it. Zach Jackson with 7 points now. 39-29. But the Stars have to find a way to make stops. Connor Young working it up on Jackson. Stays away from the double team. Takes it in, and a foul going to be called. There's a little push as he goes by him. Zach Jackson with his first personal foul. And Kozad, they're going to give him free throws. You can hear the Kearney Catholic fans are not happy. He made the shot, didn't he? I thought he actually made the shot, and I could be wrong. Apparently not, obviously, but Young will make the first free throw here. That'll make it 40-29. Connor Young now with his second free throw on the way, and it is good. 8 points now for Young, his first point since the first quarter, 41-29. The Haymakers keeping that lead at double digits. Tyler Mestel with the ball in the front court. Gives it to Cam Moore, who's checked in. Nathan Williams has checked in. So is Bryce James. Holtmeyer trying to create space, just can't do it. Enough height that Kozad on those one-on-one matchups can get a hand up over their head. Moore back out. Holtmeyer, ball tip. Young can't make the steal. Now it's 5-on-4. Holtmeyer over to Moore. Kozad, good defense, good help. Moore back out to Mestel. James, they're not getting a shot away. Mestel will put the three up and in. Tyler is hitting the three-pointers tonight. That's his third, and it's 41-32. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. Up top to Watovic. 20 in the first half, yet to score here. In the corner to Connor Young. Skip pass to Watovic. Off the screens, wide open. The three this time is no good. And the backside rebound grabbed by Brady Holtmeyer. His third. They want to run up to Nathan Williams. He'll stop on the wing, though. Wait for his teammates, and Williams will dribble the ball with Finnegan on him. Up top to Bryce James. Backs his way to the elbow. Oh, kicks it back out. Holtmeyer off the screen. Good switch. Kozad's done a good job. James, three, top of the key. Won't roll over. Finnegan will pick up the rebound. Stars need some help from the bench. The bench has not scored much at all in this game. Here's Young with force taking it to the hoop. And a foul will be called. Two free throws again for Connor Young. Young just made two the last time he was there. Only the third trip to the line in the game here for Kozad. The foul called on Nathan Williams will be his second. And Young will put the free throw on the way, and it is right through there. Back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic will be Zach Jackson. And here comes Wolf and Henry for Kozad. Williams, Jackson, Holtmeyer, Moore, and James for the Stars. Young, Henry, Wolf, Watovic, and Austin Turek for Kozad. Second free throw, no good. Comes out to Jackson, his first board. Gives it to Moore. Moore into the front court. Off the screen. Well switched. Over to James, right-hand corner. Guarded by Turek. James to the right elbow. Back up top to Williams. Williams, left-hand dribble, is going to take it in. Nice move. They say a clean block by Mitch Wolf, and Kozad will get out of there with a basketball. Up the floor with it, Young. Out of the wing with Watovic. Finds a gap, dumps it underneath, and we have got a charge called on Kozad. Watovic did not see Bryce James or Cam Moore, whichever one that was. I couldn't even tell, but you could see a star player get mowed over after Watovic made the pass. First foul on Collin. First foul of the half on Kozad. Haymakers 42, Stars 32. 3:05 to go here in quarter number three of the C-110 Boys Subdistrict, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Williams up top to Masker. Masker back over to Holtmeyer. Sees some room on the baseline. Gets underneath the hoop to James. A three. They got it. Bryce James, his first bucket of the ball game. But again, that's the seventh three for the Stars. When they hit the three, they're hanging in there. When they don't, Kozad goes on their runs. Kozad much more consistent. And they've also hit four threes. 42-35 Haymakers. Young top of the circle. Guarded by James. Off the screen. Thought about the step back three. Gives it off to Watovic. Guarded by Williams. That's a mismatch. Collin with the experience. The senior against the sophomore. Gives it off to Turek. Weak side. Austin crossover into the paint. Wants to make the pass. Nobody to pass it to. It's turned over. Here comes Bryce James. 4-on-3. But they'll kick it back to Jackson. Jackson, he'll drive, and a hand check foul going to be called on Watovic. So two in a row here on Collin. Second team foul, and Tyler Mestel back in for the Stars. Holtmeyer will get a breather for Kozad. Sayer in. And checking out will be Turek. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Masker into the right-hand corner, got it to James. Off the screen, goes into the paint, double-teamed, height too much, backdoor Williams, makes room, puts it up, got the foul. Shots blocked, but hanging on the body was Wolf. So Mitchell Wolf with his first personal foul. Mitch a little taller than Williams by about 5 inches, but Williams has got good position there. And Nathan will go to the line for the first time looking for his first point. It's up, and it bounces once, twice, no good. Back into the ball game will be Finnegan and Dugan for Kozad. Score update, Wood River leading Central City 30-25 at halftime. Second free throw, Central Catholic beat St. Paul earlier tonight. No good. Williams missed them both. Finnegan will pull down his fifth rebound. Stars trying to pressure, and as they went for the steal, a foul called on John Masker at around midcourt. His first of the team's third. Kozad 42, Kearney Catholic 35. It was 23-22 when Kozad went on a 10-0 run to end the half, and this is as close as it's been since then. Not a whole lot here in the third quarter. 9 for Kozad, 13 for the Stars. 42-35, and Connor Young on the ball between the circles. Over on the wing to Colin Watovic. Stars, oh, falling down as Dugan. The ball gets loose. The Stars can't get it. Kozad, now it is turned over. At midcourt, Jackson takes it in. He's fouled. The layup won't go. Good, strong foul on Andrew Sayer. Kozad had it at first. That's just tough luck there. Out at the top of the circle, innocently enough. Kozad players slipped and fell, and then it was a free-for-all. So Zach Jackson at the line. The free throw is no good. Stars cannot afford that. Three straight misses. Back in is Pearson, Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic, and Turek comes in for Kozad. Williams and James out for the Stars, and Sawyer out for, or Sayer, excuse me, Sayer out for Kozad. Second free throw, got it. So Zach Jackson gets one of two. He's got eight. 42-36 Stars try to put on a little pressure. It's a different trap. Kozad's ate him up on this a couple times. Watovic still dribbling in the backcourt, now finds Young. Young attacks, bounce pass underneath, waits for him to fly by. Masker comes through and blocks the shot out of bounds of Chase Dugan. Again, Kozad did it perfectly. The Stars just happened to recover in time off the pump fake. Watovic to throw it in underneath the hoop, trying to get Finnegan maybe on a lob. Turek will come free on the left wing. That's okay. They'll let him shoot it outside, but they get Bernie, drives right by him for the layup. Let him shoot the three. Turek, good ball fake, drove right by him for his first bucket of the game. 44-36 at the other end. Masker got underneath, saw the defender, Connor Young, and Connor made him eat it. Block shot, Connor Young is second. And here come the Haymakers, a chance to reestablish things. Young up top, 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Back out Dugan, left wing guarded by Holtmeyer. Top Watovic, reverse it over to Turek. Turek holds the ball. Dribbles it out with 40 seconds to go. Get it over to Watovic. Collins still hasn't scored here in the second half after 20 in the first half. Young between the circles, 30 seconds to go. Almost the steal there by Jackson. Dugan gets it. Skip pass over to Young. Young guarded by Mestel, 20 seconds to go. And now they'll dribble it out and play for the last shot. Over to Dugan, back to Young, 14 seconds, off the screen. Pierce went for the steal, Young backs him down, turnaround jumper in the lane, hit the front of the rim, no good. Finnegan's try, no good. How about a second time? It goes out of bounds, it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. With 6 seconds to go, Stars could use a bucket here. Can they get some buzzer magic? Pierce to throw it in. He'll get it to Jackson, the cutter Masker at midcourt. Masker looking the whole way from 23. It's off the heel, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Johnny had a little bit of time, but he wanted the three. And after three, Kozad 44, Kearney Catholic 36. You're listening to the C-110 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Semifinals, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
We head to the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic ball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cozad 44, Kearney Catholic 36 with 8 minutes to go. Kearney Catholic 7 of 16 from three-point land, 4 of 11 from Cozad. They only attempted one that quarter. Off the pick, Holtmeyer drives and scores. Beautiful pick set at the high post. And Brady Holtmeyer now with 5 points. Stars back within six. Their biggest deficit has been 12. Cozad with the basketball. Connor Young, 9 points. He had 3 free throws, and Watovic didn't score in the third quarter, so the Stars got that going for him, but they finally got some other players to step up as Young drives, and as he's a little off balance, he's going to get slapped on the arm, and 2 free throws coming up. So Connor Young, 3 of 4 at the line, 9 points. And the foul on Tyler Mestel, his third. He is the only player in the game with 3 now, and Young's free throw is up, and it is good. 45-38. For Cozad on the season from the free throw line, they are a 56% team. The second free throw, no good. Holtmeyer, his fourth rebound, 45-38. Up the floor with it is Zach Jackson. About lost it. Young went for it. Up top, Holtmeyer. Wide open, Masker. Spots up for the three, but it is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Connor Young. Cozad catches a little bit of a break there. Masker was wide open after the overplay. Watovic up top working on Pierce. Drives in, gets it to the baseline. Finnegan, he'll force it underneath. Turks wide open off the double team, and Austin will score. 47-38, Cozad on a good drive and dish by Cozad, as Finnegan got the job done. Here's Master down the baseline, lost the handle. It's out of bounds off Cozad. Kearney Catholic, all their timeouts remaining. Cozad, 4 timeouts remaining. So we could have a lot of strategizing here in the last 7 minutes. 47-38, Cozad. Stars playing from behind. Inbounds pass out to Holtmeyer. Looking at a three. Looked too long. Gave it to Jackson. Over to James. Bryce will take the three. It is short, and he'll follow his shot and get the rebound. Second opportunity here for Kearney Catholic underneath. The layup missed. Holtmeyer got it back, and then he's crunched. There's 3 Cozad haymakers that didn't get the rebound the first time, but Brady missed the point-blank open shot, and now he's got to earn it from the charity stripe. The foul is called on Connor Young, his second. Holtmeyer, a 60% free throw shooter. Stars have no great free throw shooters, all around that 60% mark. Holtmeyer hits the first one. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore. And the lefty, Brady Holtmeyer, up, and it is in. So Brady will hit them both. Makes the score 47-40. Cozad continues to lead here, trying to face Gothenburg for the third time this season in Thursday's sub-district final. Baseline wide open off the screen. Dugan getting layups now on the Cozad offense with some good screens. These coaches have really chess-matched it up. They've seen, they've changed, they went back and forth between the quarters. Jackson off the screen, back to James. The lane is wide open, over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives on Young, tries to go in for the reverse layup, and they're going to call it for a walk, say that he didn't come to the jump stop. That is the 6th turnover of the game for the Stars. I only have 3 marked on Cozad. Again, very clean from that standpoint. A score update coming your way. Kearney High girls lead Lincoln North Star now 35-26 after three in the A7 district semifinal. They'll host either Grand Island or Fremont. If they win Thursday, Finnegan open again, and Kozad is getting three-foot shots, but he's fouled this time by Brady Holtmeyer, and he'll have to earn it from the line. Finnegan on the season, a 66% free throw shooter. 49-40, a chance to go back up 10, and they do. Other scores tonight, Central Catholic beat St. Paul 61-35, Ravenna over Burwell 73-54, Amherst 70-40 beating Overton, St. Cecilia over Superior 72-29, and Wilcox-Hildreth beat Silver Lake 68-41. And Wood River leads Central City at the half 30-25. This second free throw is good. And all of a sudden, it's 51-40 again. Stars down 11. Mestel for three. It will not go. Chase Dugan will get the rebound, and it's getting jittery now for the Stars. Down 11 with 5:40 to go. Kozad can take their biggest lead of the game with a bucket here. Young, guarded by Jackson, looking inside. Stars have not really subbed as many minutes, and a timeout will be called here by Kozad. They'll have three remaining. 5:23 to go in the game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Kozad 51, Kearney Catholic 40.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth with 5:23 remaining in the game. It's Kozad 51 and Kearney Catholic 40. The Stars have been scoring points as of late, but tonight they're at a minimum. Kozad ball out of the timeout, throw it all the way up top to Dugan, trying to rotate with Tovik open, who had a monster first half. Now they're going elsewhere. Stars man-to-man here. Young on the right side, get it to Finnegan on the block, back out to Young, step back three, Connor off the rim, no good. Tyler Mester will get the rebound. That's just the second three attempted in the half by Kozad to Cam Moore. Down the middle, nobody gets in his way, takes it in, missed the scoop shot. Rebound brought down by Turek of the Haymakers. And the Stars can't buy a bucket right now. Kozad up by 11. And more importantly, the clock continues to click away. And Kozad's a pretty darn good basketball team to be giving up a lead if it gets late. Dugan up top. Stars back in a matchup. Left-hand corner, they go to Watovic. Collin, dribble cross over to the baseline, tries a reverse layup. It slipped out of his hands, but it goes right into the hands of Finnegan. He's being accosted underneath and kicks it back out to Young. Another second chance for Kozad. Pick and roll. Finnegan, easy layup. Young and Finnegan working in tandem, 53-40. Another mini run by Kozad. Those have been the story of the game. The Stars dry spell. It's a 13-point lead, the largest of the night for the Haymakers. 4:10 to go. Bryce James, as they try to spread the floor on a high 1-4. Somebody's got to move. James has got the basketball up top to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer trying to drive into the paint. A leaner, body on him. Shot no good. Just too tough a shot. Ball tapped around. Cam Moore does pick it up. Kicks it out on the wing. Looking for the three. It is off the mark by Tyler Mestel. Bodies on the floor. Young gets the ball on the outlet. Turek, an uncontested layup. Kearney Catholic has five timeouts. I don't know what they're going to do with them. Turek lays it up and in. And it's 55-40 with 3:30 to go in the basketball game. In the right-hand corner. They'll shove it down low to Holtmeyer, and he got hand-checked in the back. Connor Young will be called for his third personal foul, sixth team foul. Harrison Pierce and John Masker come back into the basketball game. And the Kozad Haymakers with a good run of male athletes here in all sports, baseball, football, basketball. Lob into Jackson in the lane. Got it to fly over Watovic. Kearney Catholic wants a timeout. Nobody paying attention. They get it because Kozad didn't inbound the ball quickly enough. 10 points for Jackson. But the mountain is tall now. 3:21 to go in a basketball game. Cozad 55, Kearney Catholic 42. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraskaland National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraskaland National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 3:21 to go in the ball game. 55-42 Cozad. Stars try to put pressure on, but all night Cozad has ate that up. Watovic dribbles into the double team, but he's across the timeline. Swings it over on the right wing. Up top to Finnegan. Back door. Throws it behind Young. Young runs over a defender. And they're going to call a charge on Connor Young. Even the fans weren't sure. Young ran over a man. And for Connor Young, that's his fourth. So the ball comes back over to Kearney Catholic. A big call there. Especially with the Stars trying to get some momentum in the last 3 minutes. Young out. Andrew Sayer in. 55-42 Cozad. James with the ball, but you can't walk the ball up the floor, and that's what they're yelling at him. So here he comes. Gets it into the offensive zone on the left wing. And then a whistle, and I don't know if James stepped out of bounds. The official never really said. He didn't give the travel call, so he must have stepped out of bounds on the sideline. So that'll be the seventh turnover for the Stars, and they can't take advantage of the charge. 2:59 to go at the end of the ball game. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coach interview, inbounds pass. Cozad, Connor Young, they about threw it away into the Stars bench. And now here comes Cozad with numbers up to Turek. He'll hold it, though, smartly. The key here is to run clock. Yes, a layup's good, and now we got an illegal screen set by Cozad. So it's getting a little physical out there, and it's Austin Turek. That's his first. Masker back in. Pierce out. A little more offense. Pearson for the defense. But the Stars need to get going. 2:48 to go, down 13. James up to Masker on the weak side. Hands it to Mestel. Out top, Jackson. Off the high screen. Everybody up top here. Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer dribbles it off his foot. The ball is loose. It's on the floor. They're fighting. Jackson will pick it up. Another pass deflected. Boy, the Stars just wanted to give it away. And then Tyler Mestel trying to get it back. Called for the foul. The frustration mounting for Kearney Catholic, who had been playing such good basketball down the stretch. But tonight, Cozad playing better. The fourth foul on Mestel, just the sixth team foul, so no free throws yet. Cozad to throw it in at midcourt. They'll get it into Dugan in the backcourt, guarded by Jackson. Chase will hustle it across the timeline, fire it to Young. Finnegan open underneath. The layup is good. They find the open man underneath, and it's 57-42. Cozad by 15. Jackson pulls up for three. Got it. Timeout for Kearney Catholic. So Zach Jackson hits the three. This is how Coach Carlin likes to use his timeouts, but it might be too little too late. There's still time, but Cozad's playing well. Cozad 57, Kearney Catholic 45. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. We'll keep it right here. Kearney Catholic will have three timeouts left, so will Cozad. Other scores to pass along to you at the end of the ball game. We'll get a few to you in between. Kearney High girls trying to finish things off on ESPN against Lincoln North Star and go to the district final on Thursday. Kearney Catholic girls are in the district final Friday. They'll play Central City at Hastings College. We'll have it from ESPN Radio 1460. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Cozad, Minden. Cozad gets it in to Connor Young. They try to trap him. Young making some room. Now up the floor, he gets it to Dugan. Two on one. Finnegan takes it in. Layup is good, and they'll actually blow the whistle and call a foul as well. Brady Holtmeyer with his second foul. Finnegan has 8 of his 14 points here in the fourth quarter. 2:03 to go. And Finnegan, 2 of 2 at the line. And the first free throw for Finnegan is on the way. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by John Masker. Outlet pass to Jackson. Skip pass over to Mestel. Gets the three-pointer away. It's a lot of quick threes. It's no good. That's what the Stars need. Finnegan gets the rebound. And Cozad up by 14. 2 minutes to go. Young gets it to Turek. That's who you want to foul. Stars don't foul, and they give it off to Dugan. And now they've got it in the hands of Watovic. Watovic drives. They're playing keep away, which they should be doing. Young in the corner. Jump pass to Turek. Pass knocked away. It's going to be stolen. Stolen away. All the way. Jackson missed the runner. Rebound to Turek. And this one's going to be over. 59-45. And in the backcourt, Bryce James went for the steal, committed the foul. His second 1-1 coming up for Cozad. But the Stars with 45 points. The last time they didn't get to 50 or more, it's been a long time, people. All the way back December 12th in overtime when they lost to Ord. No, excuse me, the loss to Central Catholic. They had 39 points on January 9th. And at the line, getting ready to shoot the 1-1, Chase Dugan. That's going to be a great game, Gothenburg and Cozad, as the free throw's no good. Rebound brought down by Nathan Howe. Up ahead to Jackson, to Masker. Free throw line, John Lehner trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play. He gets the foul, but the shot won't go. And John to the line. If the Stars could make a ton of free throws, that would be the preferred way to get back in the game. But time and deficit too much right now. Stars made it to state last year. Exciting run. The foul was on Sayer, his third. The free throw is in for John Masker. He's got 11. 59-46, Cozad. 1:10 remains. Earlier tonight, Gothenburg over Minden, 60-36. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Masker hits them both. 59-47, ball into Young. Long outlet, Dugan. Everybody's open. Layup, Finnegan, good. Stars have to overplay, and they give up the layup. 61-47, a minute to go. Jackson for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed. Cozad, and they were standing out of bounds, I guess. It looks like Sayer grabbed the board and then stepped out of bounds. Just the fifth turnover for Cozad. 56 seconds to go. Cozad maintaining the double-digit lead, 61-47. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They'll set up a three for Masker. The lefty puts it up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. John Masker with his third three of the ball game. He's got 15. And the Stars have hit 50, but it's Cozad 61, Kearney Catholic 50. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer, engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here at Lexington. And Kearney Catholic's back's against the wall here. Cozad, 61-50. If the Stars don't make the miracle comeback here, I know Coach Carla is just going to be a little disappointed and say that it wasn't their best game, but it wasn't a lack of effort, I'll tell you that. Cozad's good, and they've played very well tonight. They have just not had the spots or the droughts that the Stars have had. 51 seconds to go, Cozad ball. Up 11, 61-50, into Turek. He walked with the ball. He was sprinting to grab the inbounds pass, and he walked with the ball. So Kearney Catholic playing five in, five out, offense, defense, and they'll put the offense in. So those are the things you don't want to have happen. Stars get a three here. It gets a little interesting. 61-50, 49 seconds. Mestel gets it into Moore. Taking a long time. Young picks it off. They saw it coming. Connor takes it in and scores. And that'll be your ball game. Connor Young saw the play, made the steal, scores the bucket, 63-50. Up the floor with it is Cam Moore. Back out James, 26'3". He hit it, and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Bryce James hit one from 26 feet away to make it 63-53, but that turnover, I don't know that they could come back anyway, but boy, that was big. You hit a three on the inbound, you cut it to eight. There's still 44 seconds left or something like that, but now down to 29, and the Stars have one timeout remaining, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Cozad 63, Kearney Catholic 53. Another score update. Blue Hill leading Red Cloud 19-18 at halftime. 19-18 at the half. Blue Hill leading Red Cloud. And many other scores will be coming your way on the postgame show. Not a whole lot from our area that we don't already know being posted. That's one of the things at this time of the year. These are all played at neutral sites, and sometimes they don't post the scores until everybody's done. And we'll have the early finish as well, 5 and 7. So 7 o'clock start to this game. Coz had to throw it in. Watovic looking, finds Finnegan, and a quick foul by Braxton Bellamy. 27 seconds to go. Finnegan, 2 of 3 at the line. That is the ninth team foul for Kearney Catholic. So a 1-1. But Finnegan has 10 of his 16 points here in the fourth quarter. Stars still doing the offense for defense, trying to get guys in there with fouls to give, like Bellamy and Howe and Pierce. Moore. Finnegan, front end of the 1-1 on the way, and it is good. 64-53. Second free throw now for Finnegan. On the way, and it is good. So Finnegan hits them both. 65-53 Cozad, 25 seconds to go. Jackson in the front court. Pass tipped by Watovic, picked up by Bryce James. Over to Masker. Masker can't get the three, so he drives. Missed the runner, no good. Connor Young will get the rebound. Kearney Catholic looks like they will not foul. 10 seconds to go, and Cozad will get it to Watovic. He'll hold it. The clock will run out, and that'll end the season for Kearney Catholic. The final score, the Cozad Haymakers 65, the Kearney Catholic Stars 53. The Stars will end the season 15-10. Cozad 18-6 will take on 18-5 Gothenburg Thursday night at 7 in the C-110 sub-district final. Neither one of those teams has had a lot of success at the state tournament. For Cozad, they haven't been there since last year, but they haven't won one since 72, and Gothenburg has been there once since 1964, and that was back in 2006. Coming up, the New West postgame show. All the final stats to chat with head coach Scott Carlin. So stay with us on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Cozad 65, Kearney Catholic 53. We'll talk with Coach Scott Carlin here in just a little bit. Cozad will take on Gothenburg, a 60-36 winner tonight over Minden. The big boys got it done inside. Ty Clement was 17. Tanner Borkhart, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. So for the third time, a bunch of Huskers football players will be playing basketball. But I'll tell you what, if Cozad plays like this on Thursday night, they're going to be tough to beat. Obviously, the first two games came down to the wire, a 2-point win by Cozad and a 1-point overtime win by Gothenburg. So it should be a dandy here in Lexington. Now, we will not be back on Thursday with Kearney Catholic and Minden eliminated. We will be at Kearney Catholic for the D110 sub-district final. Amherst beat Overton tonight. They'll take on the winner of the Axtell-Elm Creek game. That will be our Thursday contest here on Classic Hits. And the Kearney High girls will take on the Fremont Grand Island winner on ESPN 1460 as Kearney beat Lincoln North Star tonight 47-29. Got another update for you at the half. Arcadia Loop City leads Gibbon 28-22. The winner there will play Ravenna on Thursday night. We'll come back, look at the final stats after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back to Lexington. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. And, of course, to Alan Frank and the folks here at Lexington for their hospitality. Let's take a look at the final stats. We will start with the Haymakers of Cozad. Strange night for Colin Watovic. He set the scene tonight, scoring 20 points all in the first half. He did not score in the second half. And was really not much of a factor. If he shot more than a couple of times, I missed it. 20 points, 2 rebounds, though, for Watovic. Andrew Sayer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Chase Dugan, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Young, 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Austin Turek, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Mitch Wolf, 2 rebounds and a block. And Jason Finnegan came alive in the fourth quarter. He ended up with 18 points, a game-high 8 rebounds. But 12 of those points came in the fourth quarter. 12 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 8 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Cozad, 4 of 10 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. And you can tell how the Stars changed it up defensively by the first half to the second half here for Cozad. Just 2 turnovers in the first half, 4 in the second half. The Haymakers had 33 points at halftime and 32 in the second half. Cozad finishes with 65 points, 26 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from three-point land, 3 blocks and 6 turnovers. Cozad improves to 18-6. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this on the New West.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back to Lexington and the New West postgame report. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. They had a total of just six players score. As we mentioned, they tightened the reins up a little bit, not necessarily on the rotation, maybe the minutes, maybe on what the guy's done. We talked with Coach Carlin about that earlier tonight, about why their offense had been better. Tonight, though, just 6 2-point field goals in the game. They did hit 10 threes and knock down 11 free throws in the game. Bryce James, 6 points, four rebounds. Nathan Howe had a rebound. Tyler Mestel, 11 points, four rebounds. Zach Jackson, 13 points, one rebound, one block. Brady Holtmeyer, 7 points, five rebounds. John Masker led the way in his final game with 15 points. He hit three threes. He had two rebounds and two block shots. And for Cam Moore, 1 point and two rebounds. Eight rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 11 in the first half, 6 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 22 points at halftime. They were hampered by that 6-point second quarter when Cozad scored the final 10 points of the half and the Stars never caught up. They did score 31 in the second half, 53 points, 19 rebounds, 11 of 16 at the free throw line, 10 of 25 from three-point land, three blocks, and nine turnovers. Kearney Catholic will end the season 15 and 10 and be denied an opportunity to advance on in the season as they fall to Cozad 65-53. High school basketball on Classic Hits brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We'll be back with more, including a chance to chat with the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Scott Carlin, after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Still waiting for Coach Scott Carlin. Of course, when it's your last game, sometimes it's a little tough to say goodbye to the seniors and get ready for next year and have that speech prepared. Kearney Catholic losing the services of Nathan Howe, Zach Jackson, John Masker, Harrison Pierce, and Braxton Bellamy, the five seniors on this Kearney Catholic squad. A good nucleus to build around for next year, but Kearney Catholic still just doesn't have a lot of height. They haven't had a big man for a long, long time, and I'm not sure that they've got anything unless somebody moves into town coming down the pipe here. But the Stars will be back. They've had a good run here over this number of years, and you just see that Cozad and Gothenburg here are putting together a heck of a run. Again, they have not had success at the state tournament. They haven't had many stops at the state tournament. Let's take a look at some other scores while we wait for the coach to come our way. Kearney High, a winner tonight for the girls as they get that job done by a score of 47-29 over North Star. Other finals tonight on the boys' side from the early games, Wilcox-Hildreth over Silver Lake, 68-41. Right now, Giltner and Hartland Lutheran are playing on Classic Hits. on the breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia beat Superior 72-29. Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull right now are playing on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Amherst, a 70-40 winner over Overton. Elm Creek and Axtell playing on the other side of that. Ravenna beat Burwell 73-54. The other side of that at half, it was Arcadia Loup City leading Gibbon 28-22. Grand Island Central Catholic, a winner over St. Paul tonight, 61-35. And on the other side, a 30-25 halftime lead for Wood River over Central City. Halftime update, Elm Creek 27 and Axtell 15. That is at the half at Kearney Catholic. But we'll take one more break. The players are out here. Now we just got to find the coach, and we'll do that after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Now, teams that are this good aren't supposed to play on the opening night of the postseason, but that has happened from time to time. Kearney Catholic has definitely seen that from time to time, and the teams they're playing have seen that from time to time. And we're back. Doug Duda joined by head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, if you just pick up the book and look at it, the numbers are all pretty darn good, except probably your two-point field goal percentage tonight. And that was probably the difference in the game. The droughts that you had, Cozad didn't have. They had the 7-0 run to start that second quarter and the last back into the first, and then that 10-0 run to end the first half. And you played gamely, and even with them in the second half, you just couldn't cut it any closer than six.
Yeah, you know, we had a 14, 15-point game at one point. I think whittled it down to about eight or nine because of the how hard our kids worked and stuff, did the right things, got in the game, just kind of fizzled out because then they hit a couple shots and all of a sudden it's back up to 12 and you got to climb the mountain again. And hats off to Cozad. They did what they needed to, especially in that second quarter, and that was definitely the difference in the game.
Well, obviously you did some things differently in the second half to stop what was happening in the first half. You cut down their three-point attempts. You cut down what Colin Watovic did. What was the difference? What was Cozad doing in the first half, and what were those adjustments you made?
We were kind of first half kind of closing out a little shorter than we had been lately, just because they hadn't been shooting the ball great on percentages from some of those guys other than maybe Connor, and we were going to kind of make them prove it. And Colin stepped up and hit a few, and then when we did close out long because we were kind of got off balance, then he was able to drive and get in the middle of our defense, and that creates a lot of havoc for us because then they could lob it to a 6'5 kid, and we couldn't have an answer for that, and that made it a long night for us.
Positives in this game, you pretty much took care of the basketball. You did shoot the three well enough that you would take that any time of the season. You made a good amount of free throws, but just it would be nice to have two or three more inches on all those guys. And sometimes you ran into athletic, taller kids tonight. And you've done that from time to time.
You know, big thing, Cozad's a great ball club.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we said it when I kind of looked at the matchups. There's four teams that if anybody played well, they could win tonight. And Cozad played well. They've played as well as they have for the last couple weeks. And hats off to them. You know, they knew how to attack us, and they kept doing it throughout the game. And when they needed a big shot, it seemed like Connor got it to the right guy, or Finnegan finished, or Watovic got it, or they pulled down a rebound sometimes with two or three guys of ours right there. They just were the ones that tipped it to themselves and got the board.
And obviously, you play three of the seniors quite a bit. Braxton and Nathan will come in when you need them. But those three seniors did everything they could tonight to try and keep their season alive.
Yeah, you know, kind of talked about reminiscing in the locker room of where they started as freshmen. The joke was Harrison Pierce was about 5'5 and 115 pounds, and now he's about 5'6 and 120 pounds.
I was going to say, there's not a
lot of difference. If you took even where they were at the beginning of the year compared to now, it's just – light years of growth, maturity, leadership that they've shown. And like we said, they've been a part of two state tournament teams, a team that last year probably put on one of the greatest runs in Kearney Catholic history, other than maybe finishing at state with our end-of-the-season stuff compared to where we were, a conference tournament team that won it, a runner-up team, and a coaching change. And it's groups like those five of what Kearney Catholic's about.
And you've got a good nucleus to build around next year, although you'll obviously miss those kids. And as you mentioned, they had to go through quite a bit, and you have been able to those kids and you guys as the coach the last couple of years, there has been, you're supposed to improve. You're supposed to improve. I don't care if you're the number one team in the state on opening day, you're supposed to improve. Well, there's no doubt that you guys have improved the last 2 years.
Well, I take a thing of something like Braxton Bellamy. It doesn't get maybe the most gameplay, but if there's a kid that knows the scouting report top to bottom, it's Braxton. He's on the bench. Hey, 23's checking in. He's going to do this move, and he's telling the kids. And that's what's exciting is the kids are such great, high-quality kids. You know, Nathan Howe, unfortunately, has a senior year filled with injuries, some sickness, stuff like that. Comes in there, and the first thing he gets back is, how can I help? Is that just in practice? Is it getting in? And that's what the key is. Our seniors, you know, at times, offense, defense, they were rotating out, and they didn't care. They were just such high-quality character kids. Their parents have definitely raised them right.
I'll throw a little curveball at you here. The Southwest Conference has now started to expand how good their basketball teams were. Ainsworth had a run, and Minden had a run, and everybody else was just trying to play catch-up. I know you guys are looking to schedule some teams. Are you gonna look west? I mean, that'll be more brutal teams on your schedule.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I mean, if we got an open game and they have one that same time, we'll play them. We want to play. That's how we feel we've got better. I mean, if you look at our schedule, I don't think there's a team out there that anybody says how'd they lose to those guys. You know, I think Cozad, Adams Central, Wood River three times, St. Cecilia, every team that's beat us has been a very high caliber team this year. And I think that's a shout out to these kids of they're not willing to step down and they want to face those great teams.
You seem, most of the time I don't pay attention to that coaching talk. It looks like, okay, we're killing time, we're talking to each other. But you and Coach Davis seem to have a little bit more tonight when you don't coach against each other in the regular season. Was I imagining that? Or are you guys in a position where you can help these teams that haven't been to state? You guys got a lot of experience going down to state over the years.
You know, I think maybe there's just a couple more glances at times with calls that neither one of us agreed, and sometimes it was for our benefit, and I'd kind of maybe shake my head like, oh, that's a bad call that I don't agree with. He did the same thing one time, and I think anytime you have that respect between each other, because I definitely respect what he does, I think it makes it easier because going through the lines at the ends, the kids knew each other's name, and they definitely had a lot of respect. There's no cheap shots. There's nothing, anything remotely out of hand that can happen sometimes in a game that with a minute left appears to be 10 points to 15 points, and one team's not coming back.
I know there's that if, ands, what's, buts, but two teams played really well tonight. Cozad just played better.
Yeah, they hit their shots. I think if you looked at their two-point percentage, I would almost guarantee they shot better two-point percentage, and I think that was probably the difference in the game.
Scotty, always a pleasure working with you, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll
Doug.
Do it again next season,
yep.
All right?
Sounds good.
Scott Carlin, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Their season ends tonight, 65-53. That's going to wrap things up. We do have, it looks like, another score to pass along to you. A final, Wood River over Central City tonight, 65-44. So Wood River and Central Catholic Thursday. The winner of that will play the Cozad-Gothenburg winner. And, just depending on proximity, Kearney might be in the middle of that. You might be able to see some good basketball next Monday night in the district final. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. No upsets as far as seeds in the early games tonight. We will be back with you on Thursday as the Kearney High girls will take on the Grand Island Fremont winner, and we will be bringing you action from the D1 sub-district as well. So keep it here for the very latest. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the finals tonight, it was Gothenburg over Minden 60-36, and Cozad beats Kearney Catholic 65-53.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.